Like, what does it have to be that it's fitting the Torah to the science or the science to the Torah? Perhaps they both have separate functions.
Perhaps, but we know that every wisdom is in the Torah. Everything is there. We just don't know how to get it. But everything you want to know is in the Torah. Come join our Torah Hashem Tmimah class Friday mornings, and you'll understand it a little bit better from the Ramban. The Torah is all-encompassing. If a person asks you, what does the Torah tell you? Are there Martians or not? Are there people on other planets? Could there be life forms on other planets or not? And if I fly out to other planets, how do I keep the Torah? So the correct answer, I think, is that the Torah tells us, but I don't know where, and I don't know how to derive it. Unfortunately, we don't know in our generation how to learn the Torah well enough. So I don't know the answer, are there Martians and people on other planets? Because I don't know where in the Torah might make mention of that. What I know is that the Torah is all-encompassing. Now, to have one book that is all-encompassing for the whole world and the whole planet, that's pretty phenomenal, right? Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal, but you have to know the codes, how to find things inside.
I'm just touching on the principle. Does there necessarily have to be a principle that we can derive medicine and, you know, heart transplant, how to do it from the Torah? Meaning, or is it that perhaps we could say that every subject is touched in the Torah, but not necessarily that it's expanded on the Torah? Perhaps the Torah is there to teach us a thing. The Torah's purpose is to teach us to be more, teach us morality, not necessarily.
So Chazal tell us, Chazal tell us, istakel bo raiso vora alma. God made the Torah not only as a book of morals, but rather as the code book for the world. We don't know how to decipher the code, but we know that in the Torah is hidden all the code book for how the world works. Now, again, if you'd be in our Friday morning class in the Ran, so the Ran describes, you're talking about a concept that's developed, meaning how does this work? So you could say, well, it's all spiritual and codes, or you could say that there are levels of truth in this world. And to understand the essence of something's creation automatically allows you to understand all of its attributes. If we really understood why God created man, then we'd automatically understand why man can see, how man can feel, all the different attributes of man we'd understand. Because all of them are outgrowths. They are derivatives of this prime reason, which can be very complex, for the creation of man. So whether the Torah clearly illustrates or the Torah has the deeper understanding of why things were created, well, if you want, you could go with that route, you could go with the Ran. But at the end of the day, our tradition is that somewhere in the Torah, there is the answer to all these questions. You might not find it. I don't know how to find it. But it's there. I mean, the Gra was asked by his students, where's the Rambam mentioned in the Torah? So the Gra told them, it says, Leman revos mosai be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I want to do many amazing things in Egypt. We know the Rambam lived in Egypt. Revos mosai be'eretz Mitzrayim, Rashi Tevos Rambam. The Ramban was challenged by a disciple, where does my name appear in the Torah? The disciple was an apostate by the name of Avner. So the Ramban told him, it says in the Pasuk, Amarti af ehem ashbita me'enosh zichram. The third letter in each word spells out Avner. Af ehem ashbita me'enosh zichram. Spells out Avner, the third letter of each word. So the Ramban figured it out one place, the Gra knew it in another place. I don't know it in any place. What can I do? Bezrat Hashem, we should merit Sod Hashem Nireyav. I think that is an important concept. Would I know how to make a heart transplant? Me personally, not. Did the Tanaim know how to make a heart transplant? No, they didn't know how to make a heart transplant. Have we evolved in science? Yes. In science, we could discover things that the ancient generations didn't know. But can it be that one day Hashem will open up the Torah and show us, hey, wait a second, here I wrote how you make a heart transplant, and here I wrote about electricity, and here I wrote about all the things that they didn't know? Yes. but they didn't know, meaning they didn't have the code either to all the levels. Hashem didn't want them to know about electricity. So the Tanam didn't know how to figure out electricity. You'd ask a Tana, does electricity exist? He wouldn't know to answer you. Maybe he would. I don't know. And then the Mishnah doesn't seem to appear. And the Gemara doesn't seem to appear. So it doesn't seem like they knew about electricity. So maybe that part of the code Hashem didn't want them to have at that point. Today we still don't have it. I want to see if I could. I'm trying to remember where it's said most explicitly. I think in the Ramban, Parashat Torat Hashem Tmimah, what we've learned the last few weeks, exactly says what we just said. I'm trying to think if there's a place that says it more explicitly. There's a Gra, I don't remember where it is. I'm trying to think. I have to see if I could think of a better source. I said what I think, but I could hear that someone will say differently. I'm quoting to you the sources that I'm saying. You're saying someone else might interpret those sources differently. Okay?